Last year, I decided to come to Science Leadership Academy, one of Philadelphia's many public schools, from Germantown Friends, a private school in Germantown. If you ask anyone here, they can tell you that SLA is not your typical public school. But what is? In kindergarten, I met two of my best friends, Emma Deckoff and Hannah Bromley, at another private school in Germantown, Project Learn. All of us left Project Learn early. Hannah and I first left to go to GFS in fourth grade, and Emma left to go to a smaller school, Green Street Friends, in fifth. This is Hannah.
I arrived at Germantown Friends in fourth grade, and I stayed till eighth grade, and I came from this private school in Germantown called Project Learn.
So what was it like to be a student at Germantown Friends School?
At GFS, it wasn't a lot different from my old school in terms of what was expected of you and kind of the philosophy. But in terms of academics, it was a lot different. And also the arts were kind of less emphasized. So at GFS, the three A's, which are like athletics, academics, and arts, are emphasized. So, the athletics were really important. I had gym like 4 days a week, which was definitely a big change from my old school, where we had movement once in a while and we did jumping jacks in the backyard. So that was big. And also because in middle school, I had to choose three sports to do a year and, like, actually compete and stuff and do games and stuff like that. And then the academics were a lot more vigorous. Math was obviously important, but it was really hard for me because we didn't really do math in my old school. So that was difficult.
This is Emma Deckop, my other friend from Project Learn.
What was it like to be a student at Green Street Friends?
Green Street Friends School is, it's another Quaker school, but it's different from Germantown Friends School. It's actually, like, right across the street. But Green Street Friends School is, it's smaller. It's like, less expensive, too. And, I don't know, I went there in fifth grade. I moved from, Project Learn, which was a really tiny private school, really liberal, do whatever you want. So they decided to move me to Green Street Friends School instead of Germantown Friends School, where, like, a lot of my friends were going, because I think they just liked the environment better, because my mom had worked as, like, a assistant teacher a few years ago, for years back at GFS. And I don't know, I think they just liked the values at Green Street better. I think Green Street focused a lot on Quaker value, I think more than Germantown Friends School. So, and I, like, really, I think I took that in a lot. I think that really changed me, like peace, like no violence, and just, like, sitting down and thinking. Like, I don't know. But being a student there, it was good. The work was challenging, but I got A's and, like, one B. Like, it wasn't that hard. And the kids, there was only 17 people in my grade, so it was these kids that just moved each class together. So, I mean, I got to know those kids pretty well, I think a little too well. So by the end of eighth grade, I was really ready to go, ready to get new friends. But it was a good experience, and I'm glad I went to Green Street.
Yeah. I met Isabel, or Izzy Ballard, in fourth grade the year I came to GFS, but we became really close in middle school. When did you first come to Germantown Friends School?
I'm a lifer at GFS, which means that I've been at GFS since kindergarten, and will be at GFS through 12th grade.
So what was lower school like? When did you first come?
Well, I came in kindergarten, and I don't know. I don't really remember lower school that much, but I think compared to a lot of the other kids who didn't go to lower school at GFS, like, you sort of learn to be really competitive and academically high-achieving from a young age, which, like, that's not just GFS, but I think it is something.
So, did you and your family ever consider switching schools?
Yes, but this year we would have switched schools, but my brother is going into his senior year, which means that he can't go to public school unless he were to go to our... I don't even know if he can, like, switch into our local public school in his senior year. So he can't switch, so he has to stay. And by the time that my mom decided that I should probably switch schools, it was too late, so we're just gonna have to stay for another year. But it's really, really expensive, and I don't think we can really afford it anymore, which is, a lot of people are in the same boat with that, because the tuition just keeps going up. Once you're at GFS, they expect you to stay at GFS forever, and so, like, there's no, like, really preparing you for, like, switching schools or anything. They just sort of expect you to stay at GFS, so I don't know. But in terms of academics, like, it's teaching the same thing.
Socially, the answers I got were different. But when comparing the schools academically, one word seemed to come to mind.
GFS has a lot more resources.
At GFS, I got a lot more resources than I'd ever gotten before. The campus is huge compared to some.
There's a lot of sort of stuff that happens that I don't think we really need, but I guess it's nice to have. Like, I'm not ungrateful, but it's really expensive. Like, we have 139 unused biology textbooks in our science building right now.
In terms of, like, projects and, like, resources in general, it's different, I think.
The teachers, I think it's really different, because a lot of the teachers at GFS are, like, overly qualified. Like, they want to teach, but they want to get paid well, and they want to be teaching in a nice environment, which is really great. But I think one of the problems with public school is that there aren't enough teachers who will just teach for, like, so little money, and, like, I think a perception is that, like, the kids don't want to learn, which isn't always true, but going into a job like that, a teacher might feel that way.
So, it's just the combination of these kids who, like, are just have, like, don't have respect, and the teachers who don't know how to gain respect. And so they're just fighting, and it, like, really just doesn't end well.
People always say that the academics are so different, and I mean, you're definitely getting a really good education at GFS, but I think when coming out of high school, I'll be equally prepared.
What are the differences in the social environments at both schools?
At my school, there's such a wide variety of people, so I think that's kind of a difference. I mean, I know in the high school at GFS, it's more like that, and I think in any high school, it's kind of like that. Like, people start to, like, really come out of their shell and individualize a little bit more. So I think that's a difference, at least between, like, high school now and middle school. People, instead of there being, like, select groups, this is just how it felt in eighth grade, instead of people who just hang out with each other, everyone kind of floats and is friends with everyone.
So I was so excited to go to Central. Like, I was so ready. And I knew a lot of people at Central, and my brothers went there. Right now they're 25 and 21. I was really ready when I got there. Like, I was really nervous. I was like, what if this is too hard? What if I can't do it? Because I heard all these things about Central being, like, really hard and, like, you're gonna have so much homework. And I got there, and I just met so many people. Like, people would just come up to me and be like, oh my god, what's your name? Like, hi. And, like, it was just so, it was so amazing. It was so open, like, and it was just great, like, meeting all these new people. And it, like, opened my eyes to this whole other world, because there was so, there was, like, 600 people in my class. And, like, of every single race.
I think that private school and public school are pretty similar. Just, I mean, high school in general, I think most people have a pretty similar experience. I think that in public school there are a lot more people, and, like, there's a lot more diversity, because, like, GFS, even though we pretend that we're really diverse, it's, like, all white people. So that is different, and, I mean, you'd be used to a lot of different kinds of people, and, like, your social life would be a little more colorful.
It's, like, it's actually not that much smaller. It's smaller. Like, it wasn't a huge difference. GFS in whole is bigger than Kappa, because Kappa is just a high school, but the high school's bigger than GFS's high school.
How do you see things differently this year? What was your, was your outlook different as a freshman?
Freshman year was, like, was pretty scary and hard, because it was so different. I came in not knowing anyone. I mean, I think I knew, like, two people in the whole school, but, so that was kind of bad, but this year it's a lot better. I mean, I'm in a different kind of choir this year, which I like a lot better.
Well, Green Street only goes up to 8th grade, so I had to go somewhere else for high school, and there's just so many, like, good public schools, and you don't have to pay money, like, that are equal to private schools that you do have to pay money. So my parents were thinking, like, why spend a whole bunch of money to go to this private school when I can just go to, like, an equally good school like Central and not have to pay money. To Central, like, I tried to meet as many people as I could, and I was in, like, 12 different friend groups, and we would all just, like, go and hang out, and it was so much fun because, like, it was so different. These people were so different, and I kind of, like, found my own friend group, like, a few people later on the year, but, like, culturally, like, everyone was just so different. So we have, like, International Day, and that's, like, one of our biggest days at Central, because there's so many clubs, like, AASU, like, African American Student Union, like, ASU, Asian Student, there's so many, and that's when the, International Days, everyone gets together and, like, celebrates the culture, and I'm white, I'm, like, I don't want to tell you the percentage of, like, German I am, because it really doesn't matter, I'm American, I'm white. So I never, like, had, I don't really have a culture, so it was just amazing to see everyone's, and it was just, like, I don't know, it's amazing. This year's been a lot different because I have different teachers, and I have different classes, and, I'm not in as many, like, honors classes. That's just some of the classes. The other classes, it really depends. So it's kind of, like, I don't know, what you get is what you get in public school.
There isn't a lot that I can conclude from my data, having only surveyed 3 people from 3 different schools. I think that if I can conclude anything, it's that switching schools is scary, exciting, different, and objective. There is a difference in the learning environment and social sphere in each school, but not one that can be categorized. Ultimately, the difference is shaped by the environment of the school itself and the kids who leave their old schools for a new experience.
I'm kind of used to the flow of things. I'm somewhat more used to waking up at 5:30 every morning. And I also have a better outlook just because, like, I know that if I keep working hard and stuff, I can go to a good college, and it's kind of like I'm almost there, you know? So in freshman year, I was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I liked it, but, like, I wasn't sure if I made the right decision, but then now I've realized that I have.